Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And now for all the football and more, here's Padraig Lodge.
Yeah, good morning again, Karen. Yeah, we are starting with the football Euro 2024 still going on, and Scotland will be hoping to revive their hopes of making an impact at the tournament today. After losing heavily to Germany in their opening fixture, the pressure is on the Scots to get some points on the board when they face Switzerland in Cologne. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock with live coverage on RTE2 television. Reporting from Cologne, here's Dara Maloney.
60,000 Scottish fans are in Cologne for tonight's must-not-lose fixture for Steve Clarke's team. The plans for the Tartan Army had to be rearranged last night as a weather warning for a thunderstorm forced the organisers to close both fan zones in the city. The weather will be calmer and drier come kick-off at 9 p.m. local time. Scotland have three times more support in Cologne than their Swiss opponents, who can qualify with the right result before they have to play the hosts in their final game. After their harrowing loss to Germany, Scotland head coach Steve Clarke has promised a totally different performance against a team who've made the knockout rounds of the last five major finals. The Swiss were impressive in their 3-1 win over Hungary in this city on Saturday, but came into the tournament in indifferent form. The ex-Arsenal midfielder Granit Xhaka is their main man, and he's coming off the back of a brilliant season with the German champions Bayer Leverkusen. Scotland are without suspended defender Ryan Porteous, who was sent off against the Germans. It's likely that Billy Gilmour of Brighton will start in midfield as Scotland try to get some control in that area of the pitch. Steve Clarke has targeted 4 points from these last two group games, so defeat tonight is not an option if Scotland are to make history and make it to the next round of Euro 2024.
That's Dara Maloney. Croatia versus Albania starts at 2 o'clock and it's Germany against Hungary at 5 o'clock. All three games today are live on RTE2 television, and James McLean will be part of the studio panel for the first two matches. Last night, Portugal struck in stoppage time to seal a 2-1 comeback win against the Czech Republic in Leipzig. Substitute Francisco Conceição got the winning goal. The result sent Portugal second in the group after Turkey defeated Georgia 3-1 earlier in the day. In the UEFA Conference League first qualifying round, Shelburne have been drawn to play St Joseph's. They might sound Irish, but they're actually the oldest still existing football club in Gibraltar, with a history dating back 112 years. Shamrock Rovers will be heading to Iceland to face Reykjavik in the Champions League qualifiers. And Rugby Ireland will take 35 players to South Africa for their two test series next month. Peter O'Mahony will captain the tour party for tests in Pretoria and Durban, but first choice scrum half Jemison Gibson-Park has been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Head coach Andy Farrell has included three uncapped players: Jamie Osborne, Sam Prendergast and Cormac Izu-Chukwu. Jack Conan misses out as his wife is due to give birth to the couple's first child. Dara Green finished seventh in the men's 100 metres breaststroke final at the European Aquatics Championships in Belgrade. Galway's John Short is through to the final of the 200 metres backstroke, while Shane Ryan qualified for the final of the 100 metres freestyle. In athletics, Mark English posted a new Irish record and qualified for his third Olympic Games after running the 800 metres in 1 minute 44.69 seconds at a meet in Finland. The Donegal man took 0.02 of a second off his own previous national record to finish second in the race. The Irish sailing team has been finalised for the Olympics, with three boats qualified. Finn Lynch will compete in the men's dinghy, Robert Dixon and Sean Wadlove will contest the men's skiff, and Eve McMahon will make her Olympic debut in the women's dinghy. Eve, who will be representing Hoth Yacht Club, spoke to our reporter Paula Flynn about the regatta venue in southern France.
Yeah, with Marseille, the conditions can be anything, to be honest with you. We've trained there for the past couple of summers, and you can really get anything from light wind to very strong wind. So we've trained a huge amount to get used to all the conditions, and I'm just really looking forward to it.
It's your first Olympic Games experience. What kind of expectations are you putting on yourself? What are your hopes?
Yeah, it's my first Olympic Games, and I think that's a great thing, you know, not going in with any pressure or expectation, and I'm really going to use it to my advantage, and I'm just looking forward to hopefully putting together a consistent results sheet and see where that gets me.
You'll have the experience of travelling up to Paris for the opening ceremony as well. How exciting is that? How different is an Olympic Games to everything else you compete in?
Oh, it's just going to be incredible. I'd say the atmosphere will just be electric. And like I said, it's going to be my first time actually going to Paris. So I'm really looking forward to it. And even the experience of staying in the Olympic Village and stuff like that, that we don't get to experience being in Marseille. So I'm really, really looking forward to it. And just looking forward to being around Team Ireland and all the athletes, and hopefully making Ireland proud.
Before the Olympic Games as well, you still have a few important competitions. You're still competing at youth level, and it's a busy summer for you, even in the run-up to the Games.
Yeah, I've got my under 21 World Championships in Portugal, and I won that last year, so I'm defending my gold. And I think it's a really great warm-up regatta for me, just to have a very solid regatta right before the Olympic Games. And I'm just, yeah, really looking forward to all of it and putting out the hard work that I've put into it the past few years.
That's Eve McMahon. Good luck to all the sailors. Also heading to the Olympics is Novak Djokovic. He's been selected by Serbia to compete in his fifth Games. His opponents in Paris will include fellow multiple Grand Slam winner Rafa Nadal. The Tyrone County Board has decided to reinstate replays for their senior football championship this year. The championship is run on a knockout basis with no round robin, and the competition's control committee chairman Raymond Monteith said feedback from clubs was that they were against championship games being decided on penalties. Monaghan manager Vinnie Corey believes there's still a possibility that injured pair Carl O'Connell and Kieran Duffy could feature in their clash with Galway in Salthill this Saturday. And finally, last year's Irish Derby and Epsom Derby winner Auguste Rodin heads the market for the Prince of Wales Stakes, the highlight of day two at Royal Ascot. The only Irish-trained winner yesterday was Winnie Mullins Bellagio.